8 Days of Hope is thankful for ministry partners like Provia, a manufacturer of residential exterior building products. Provia's mission is to serve by caring for details, and each employee strives to do that every day. Provia combines automation and human craftsmanship in creating your doors, windows, siding, stone, and metal roofing. More about Provia's mission and products can be found at provia.com. That's P-R-O-V-I-A.com.
Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff here. Hope that you are having a good morning on this Wednesday morning in January, the 29th of January. Lots going on in our world. It seems that ever since Trump was sworn in, there's just lots and lots of activity. And as I shared yesterday, it's laughable that some on the left are accusing Trump of being lazy and unproductive. This guy is, he's moving at rapid speed, lightning speed, to get things done, to drain the swamp, and to fulfill his campaign promises. Promises made, promises are being kept, and he is, one of the things he's doing is going after waste. And we're seeing that take place right before our eyes, and freezing expenditures and saying, we're going to look at this stuff before we just send money out the door. Well, the Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 24, do not be envious of evil men, nor desire to be with them, for their minds devise violence, and their lips talk of trouble. By wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, and a man of knowledge increases power, for by wise guidance you will wage war, and in abundance of counselors there is victory. It's important as a leader to surround yourself with wise counselors, in abundance of counselors. Obviously not fools, but wise counselors. There is victory. Goes on to say, wisdom is too high for a fool. He does not open his mouth in the gate. That's where things took place back in that day at the city gate. He who plans to do evil, men will call him a schemer. The devising of folly is sin, and the scoffer is an abomination to men. Well, I think that what President Trump is doing, and many are praying for our president, praying for wisdom, and as it says, by wisdom, a house is built. What is wisdom? Wisdom is seeing things from God's perspective. Wisdom and understanding go together. And knowledge, those three things go together. By wisdom a house is built, by understanding it is established, and by knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Having the ability to see things that are broken, that need to be fixed, is crucial for a leader. And as I've stated before on this program, I think that, and one of the callers brought this up, you know, it is better, looking at it, you know, with our eyes today, it is better for our country that Trump did not win the election in 2020, however you want to look at that, whether he lost legitimately or whether the fix was in. But it was better that he wasn't in office, because now in this final term, he's more seasoned. His eyes are opened to more of the corruption and more of the rot. He has a better team, I believe, around him. I think I personally like Mike Pence as a person. I interviewed him on this program a couple years ago, and I think he's a true believer in Jesus. He has a strong testimony, and so I consider him a brother in Christ, and I love him for that. I may not agree with him on a lot of other things, but I from what I've seen from J.D. Vance, it is hard to not be a J.D. Vance fan and supporter. That guy is great. He handles himself so well, and it's fun to see him as he dismantles these reporters that are trying to trip him up and trying to ask him gotcha questions and things like that. But I think Trump is doing a good job in making hard decisions. You know, when you take over, you're going to be the general manager or the owner of a failing business. You buy this business and it's been losing money every month and it's close to going out of business. You have to make some very important decisions quickly to save the company. You got to start getting rid of people that are not pulling their weight, and you got to cut. And sometimes good people get cut just because you can't afford it. You got to cut the payroll. You got to get expenses down so you can start turning a profit. And you got to get rid of product lines that are not performing well. And that's just, anybody in business knows that, because if you don't do that and you keep running a deficit, you can only run a deficit for so long before you're out. And so I think that Trump is really looking at things and saying, hey, where do we need to, you know, let's freeze our expenditures and let's look at the situation and let's stop funding things that are ridiculous. Now, one of the things you probably heard about, the new press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, the youngest press secretary we've ever had, she's 27 years old, she had pointed out in her first press conference, or one of her first press conferences, about the money that was frozen that we had tapped to give to Gaza, $50 million for condoms. This is what she had to say.
Why impose this pause with so little notice? Why not give organizations more time to plan for the fact that they are about to lose, in some cases, really crucial federal funding,
there was,
at least for a period of time?
There was notice. It was the executive order that the president signed. There's also a freeze on hiring, as you know, a regulatory freeze, and there's also a freeze on foreign aid. And this is, again, incredibly important to ensure that this administration is taking into consideration how hard the American people are working. And their tax dollars actually matter to this administration. You know, just during this pause, DOGE and OMB have actually found that there was $37 million that was about to go out the door to the World Health Organization, which is an organization, as you all know, that President Trump, with the swipe of his pen and that executive order, is no longer wants the United States to be a part of. So that wouldn't be in line with the president's agenda. DOGE and OMB also found that there was about to be $50 million taxpayer dollars that went out the door to fund condoms in Gaza. That is a preposterous waste of taxpayer money. So that's what this pause is focused on, being good stewards of tax dollars.
So $50 million, somebody signed off on that, to send $50 million to Gaza for condoms. I like what I was going through Twitter and saw a post from one of the guys, and he said that Robbie Starbuck, he said, still can't get over the fact that the Democrats had earmarked $50 million to buy condoms for Gaza. There's only like 2 million people that live there. The math is not working. Is this money laundering? Think about how much they have to hate us to spend our money on this stuff. Now, I did a little bit of math. You know, you can, Meta AI on Facebook, you can ask Meta AI a lot of things. And I like to point out, when I ask questions to Meta AI, and then I do my own research, and when Meta AI messes up, I like to point that out. Hey, you didn't figure this. Oh, you're right. So I asked Meta AI, how many condoms can you get for $50 million? And they said, well, it depends. Condoms are anywhere from $1 to $2. And so you could get anywhere from 25 million to 50 million condoms for $50 million. And then I went online to look at what you can buy condoms for in bulk. And Walmart will sell you 50 condoms for $12. And so if you buy them, take that $50 million, buy them from Walmart, you get your $50 million buys 200 million condoms. There are 500,000 males 15 years and older in Gaza. half a million. You're going to give them 200 million condoms if the 50 million is really going for condoms. That would provide condoms, 400 condoms per person. And based on what the studies show, how many times a male is going to have sex in a year, that would provide him condoms for 3 years. I agree with Robbie Starbuck. Something is not adding up here. And why in the world would we give our tax dollars for that? I like the idea that we are focusing on America first. I think every American likes that idea, unless you have this idea that America needs to be last. That seems to be a big, you know, just a big value point for the left. We want to have America last. We want to do all these other things for all these other countries, all these ridiculous things. I mean, all the DEI stuff, all the transgender nonsense. We want to do that all around the world, and then we're going to give $750 to the people in North Carolina who've lost everything. It just doesn't make sense. It's ridiculous. You know, when I came as pastor to First Baptist Texarkana in February of 2003, we were giving a lot of money away to missions, which is a good thing, but we had that in our budget. 25% of the budget is for missions. And it wasn't all overseas missions. It was some local missions and state missions and things like that. But that was difficult because I'm trying to build the church. And there was a phrase that I ran across, a statement that I ran across. It's really true. It says, "The light that shines the farthest shines the brightest at home." And unless you are building up the home base, and you're just trying to do things outside, and home base is suffering, and home base is crumbling, and home base is lacking, that's not good. Your home base needs to be solid and strong and vibrant, and so that you can do things. And when you're shining brightly at home, then you're able to really help other people in significant ways, in ways that are helpful, not ways that are wasteful. It's insane to me that we would spend that much money on anything like that. I mean, I wouldn't give 50 cents for that. You know, hey, people in Gaza, buy your own condoms. I mean, why should American taxpayers have to pay for that? You know, Trump got hammered for his situation with removing security details on Dr. Fauci, Anthony Fauci, and John, I think it was John Bolt. And they said, well, you could put those guys at risk. And he said, well, they can buy their own security. They are very wealthy, you know. Why do the American taxpayers need to pay for that? They can buy it themselves. And so I'm all for that. And I think that we need to look at. I'm excited about the Department of Government efficiency and Elon Musk looking at these things. You know, one of the things that we had people on the left screaming about had to do with transgenderism. You know, Trump had he had made a decision. Let me find it here. He had made this decision that we weren't going to fund any of this stuff anymore. And Elon Musk said, you know, that you don't do that for kids. You don't fund transgender insanity. So this was the tweet from Donald Trump. "Today, it was my great honor to sign an executive order banning the chemical castration and medical mutilation of innocent children in the United States of America. Our nation will no longer fund, sponsor, promote, assist, or support so-called, quote, gender-affirming care, unquote, which has already ruined far too many precious lives. My order directs agencies to use every available means to cut off federal financial participation in institutions which seek to provide these barbaric medical procedures that should have never been allowed to take place. Amen to that. And Elon Musk posted and said, children cannot consent. That is why there are laws protecting minors. Those who perpetuated this evil should be in prison for life. Well, I would say amen to that. You know, time and truth go hand in hand, and all this transgender stuff is going to be exposed as lunacy, but the damage has already been done to many, many lives, and so we are to protect those who are not smart enough and wise enough to protect themselves. You're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. We'll be right back after the break.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here, and we're talking about wisdom. Proverbs 24, verse 3, by wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Now, in the book of Proverbs, those three things, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, those go together, and those are critical. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, the Bible says. It also says in Proverbs chapter 1 that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction, Proverbs 1, 7. And so everything starts with the fear of the Lord. I've maintained this for a long time. The fear of the Lord is the first button on your shirt. If you get that off, I don't care what you do with the rest of the shirt, your shirt is off in terms of how it looks. You miss the first button. And, you know, I think little kids, when I was a young kid and went to Catholic school, we used to have to wear button-down shirts, white button-down shirts. And so sometimes you'd get the buttons off as a little kid, and your shirt, your mom would look at you and say, what's wrong with your shirt? It's all, you know, wonky. And it's like, oh, I missed the first button. Well, the fear of the Lord is that. It's the first button on the shirt. And anyone who does not understand, you say, what is the fear of the Lord? The fear of the Lord is acknowledging and recognizing that God is God and you are not God. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, the conclusion, Solomon said, as he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes, vanity of vanities, says the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity, because he looked at life under the sun, keeping God out, keeping heaven out. Where can I find satisfaction outside of the Lord? And he couldn't find it anywhere. The richest man in the world, the man who had the brain power like the sand on the seashore, God gave him wisdom like no man has ever had wisdom. And he searched and searched and searched for satisfaction under the sun outside of God. And he said, you can't find it. It's not there. All you'll find is futility, vanity of vanity, says the preacher, vanity of vanities. All is vanity. And he closes the book by saying this, the conclusion, when all has been heard, is fear God and keep his commandments, because this applies to every person. For the Lord will bring every act to judgment, everything that is hidden, whether it is good or evil. Now, I still remember when I was a member of Champion Forest Baptist Church way, way, way back when, my pastor, Damon Shook, preached on Ecclesiastes chapter 12, those last two verses, verses 13 and 14, and he said, what is the fear of the Lord? It's recognizing that God is God and you're not God, giving God his rightful place as king in your life, and taking your rightful place as doulos, as slave, as the servant to the master. That is the fear of the Lord. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Someone once said, when you put all those things together, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, that's the ability not only to take things apart, but then to know how to put them back together. Debbie and I liked the show Young Sheldon. We watched all seasons of that show, Young Sheldon. It's pretty funny about this precocious little kid that was a brainiac, and little Sheldon. And in one episode, he thinks he's so smart he can do all things. He takes apart the refrigerator because it was making a noise, and his dad comes home and the refrigerator's in pieces, and young Sheldon realizes, I had enough knowledge to take it apart, but I didn't have the wisdom and understanding to put it back together. And so he just had a mess, and they had to call the refrigerator repairman. It ended up costing them hundreds of dollars. And Sheldon's father was not too pleased with that. But both of those things, when you have wisdom and understanding and knowledge, you're able to see how things come apart and how things are put back together. Now, we have lots of people who have megaphones in legacy media or they're influencers in social media, and they don't have a fear of the Lord, and they don't have wisdom, they don't have understanding, they don't have knowledge, because you're not going to have that if you divorce yourself from God. And even a person that's not a believer, not a born-again believer, but if they have a healthy view of God, and I think Donald Trump has this. He doesn't make any bones about acknowledging God and Jesus Christ. He gets that. Now, he's got a big ego. Nobody's doubting that. And Elon Musk, not a believer, but not an atheist either. You know, once you get into that realm, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Those people are fools. They don't acknowledge God, so they miss the first button on the shirt. But I think that those guys have the ability to see what is broken and how to fix it. And there's so many people on the left that see, they don't see. They can't see the forest for the trees. And they believe these lies about how things were so much better. Even on CNN, they were talking about how the border was better under Biden. And so in a panel discussion on CNN recently, this lady that made that statement that the border was better under Biden and all that Trump's doing is just a dog and pony show, well, she was set straight.
Hold on, I want the governor.
The New York Times, which is no conservative publication, did investigative reporting not long ago that looked at the Biden administration and concluded that the number of illegal immigrants that President Biden led into this country was the largest number of illegal immigrants in the history of the country, bar none. New York Times. Beyond that, this point about Scott just raised, the American people are fed up with illegal immigration, and they're particularly fed up with people who are criminals and also fugitives from the law. Tom Holman may get to the point where he's in schools or hospitals. We'll see if criminals are hiding there. They're not there yet. And the idea that somehow this is offensive to go after rapists, murderers,
sex trafficking. No one is saying that that's offensive,
but,
Governor.
But now those numbers are going to ramp up. I'll just make a prediction to you. Trump will increase those numbers well beyond what you saw under Biden. And lastly, there's a million plus fugitives beyond the criminals who've already been adjudicated, have already had due process, that are in the United States. So once they get done with the gangbangers, the sex traffickers, the weapons merchants, the other folks who are involved in heinous crimes, then they can get to work on 1.2 million fugitives who've already been adjudicated and get them out of the country. And when they get that all done, maybe we can get around to some of the other ones.
So that was a truth bomb that he dropped in on the CNN panel, and it's good to see that. And listen, I have a decent amount of respect for Bill Maher, because even though he's a liberal, he hasn't gouged out his own eyes, so to speak. You know, there's none so blind as those who refuse to see. And he does look at things and say, okay, you know, we've gone off the rails as a party. We're chasing, catering to the 1% of the population that's all in on transgenderism. And we're leaving behind the masses that say, hey, I don't want this stuff. And the idea, you know, Tim Walz has a name that people call him, and it's not a good name, but it had to do with him putting tampons in the boys' restrooms, locker room facilities at his schools in Minnesota. I mean, what a joke. What an idiot. If you know anything about biology, tampons aren't needed in the boys' locker room facilities and restrooms. But they talk about, well, you have trans girls. No, you don't. You have biological males and biological females. And it's not, this is not difficult. I don't understand people, you know, Elon Musk calls this the woke mind virus, where you believe these lies. It all goes back to Romans chapter 1. Every Christian needs to be very familiar with Romans 1, 18 through 22, or 18 through 32, the rest of the chapter. As John MacArthur said, you know, the Democrat Party really adopted the sins of Romans 1 as their party platform. And that's why he has made the statement boldly, openly to his church. No Christian can vote for that. How do you vote to support the sins of Romans 1? But it says in Romans 1, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Literally, that word for fools is where we get our English word morons. They became morons, and they professed themselves to be so wise and so learned. You know, when Matt Walsh did the movie, What is a Woman? And he sat down with that college professor, and he was asking him that. He said, you teach women's studies. Well, what is a woman? And the guy couldn't answer the question, wouldn't answer the question. And he kept answering questions with answering the questions that Matt Walsh was posing to him with questions. Why do you ask that? Well, why do you think that? Well, what is that question supposed to mean? That kind of stuff. And Matt Walsh is nobody's dummy, and he's very very straightforward and bold. And he said, you know, I realize what you're doing. You know, you're not answering the question. What is a woman? The guy said, well, a woman is somebody who identifies as a woman. Well, good grief, that's not an answer. That's not a definition. I can't define the word with the word. But they can't answer that. You know, the Supreme Court justice that was being interrogated and questioned for her credentials was asked, you know, can you define what a woman is? No, I'm not a biologist. You don't have to be a biologist to do that. You just have to have common sense. You have to open your eyes to what is just basic knowledge that every four-year-old, five-year-old, six-year-old just knows. There are boys and there are girls, and they are not the same. And if you have a chromosomal makeup that is XY, you are a male. And there's nothing on earth that you can do to change that. Made you the person he made you to be. He made you male or female. If you have the chromosomal makeup XX, you are a female. You can slice and dice your body. You can take all kinds of drugs, but it's never going to change the reality and the fact that you are a female. And so this whole idea of us jumping on this bandwagon and then trying to twist it to say, you know, just like Trump shutting all that stuff down, we're not doing that anymore. We're not going to pay for any of that anymore. And people like Tim Walz and others squealing and crying, and Chuck Schumer, oh, he's denying needed health care for trans youth. Well, there's no such thing as a trans youth, and that's not needed health care. That's barbarism. That's the worst thing that you could do to a person. That destroys that person's life. You go and listen to Chloe Cole, who was lied to and is suing the doctor that lied to her about her situation. You take a kid who doesn't know and is just caught up in this, you know, in the hubbub of all this media frenzy and all the things going on in our culture. Oh, yeah, I get attention. I get my 15 minutes of fame. Yeah, at what cost? So you take those drugs, you have the surgery, and then that's for keeps, and you can't come back from that. Any medical doctor that would participate in that, you belong in Auschwitz. You're as evil as what they were doing there in those brutal, horrible experiments on those girls. You know, I had a couple on the program whose mother, this was a couple years ago, and her mother, Vicky's mother, was in a concentration camp as a young girl. And the things that they would do to those young girls is just so horrible. Her mother said, you know, sometimes these young girls would come back, they'd be sexually abused and tortured and experimented on, all these things. They'd come back to the barracks and hang themselves. They just could not deal with the shame and the just the atrocities that they had been put through. They just wanted to escape, even to the point of taking their own lives. And so that was Vicky Hornock and Richard Hornock that I interviewed. And that's a very interesting program if you go back and look at it, because her mother did have that experience in a Nazi concentration camp. Well, those doctors that are participating, that in my mind, they're participating in something so evil, so horrific. Just like an abortion doctor, he destroys and takes lives, innocent lives. And you know, Cecile Richards, the head of Planned Parenthood, recently died. And anybody who dies outside of the Lord, you know, you cringe at what that meeting is going to be like, because God has fixed a day in it which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom he has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising him from the dead, Acts chapter 17. Well, to stand before God and to know that my life was given over to kill unborn babies and head up an organization that is so wicked and so evil and so satanic that all they do is kill unborn babies. I just shudder to think of that confrontation and that meeting with the Lord. And it's so senseless. None of us have to meet the Lord that way. Well, time and truth do go hand in hand, and wisdom and understanding and knowledge are definitely needed. And so we need to pray that for President Trump and for this administration, that they would act with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge that comes from the Lord, that comes, first of all, from bowing your knee and saying, God, you're God, I'm not God, and I need you, and I need to serve you. I need to take my rightful place as servant, and you give you your rightful place as master. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. And when we come back from the break, as we often do, we'll be taking your calls, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. I'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, please give me a call and let's talk. You've heard a lot about saving babies on this show. That's because it's important to me personally. And let me just be frank with you. We need to save them. That's why we've partnered with Preborn, the nation's leader in introducing mothers with unplanned pregnancies to their babies. And once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life growing inside of her, she is twice as likely to choose life. Now that's a miracle. But quite honestly, if we don't save them, who will? Preborn receives no government funding, so their work is completely dependent on you and me. Preborn has rescued over 280,000 babies. And that's not all. They provide love, support, and counseling for up to 2 years for free, saving lives and souls. One ultrasound is just $28, or 140 helps rescue 5 babies' lives. Abortion doesn't stop, so we can't either. Together, you and I can save lives. Just call #250 on your cell and say the keyword baby. That's 250 baby. Or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email pastorjeff@fromhisheart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. As you may have heard at the top of the at the program, when we have our American Family News, Robert Kennedy Jr. is going to be on Capitol Hill for his confirmation hearing. And his role with Trump is Director of Health and Human Services, quite a change from what Biden had. Now, there are a lot of people that don't like Robert Kennedy Jr., and they smear him and say he's anti-vax and he doesn't have the chops for this. And I saw something where Caroline Kennedy said, you know, he's always been a a low achiever or something to that effect, something negative about him. You know, whatever that guy is doing, he's 71 years old. I don't know if you've ever looked at some of his workouts and when he takes his shirt off to lift weights. Whatever that guy's doing, we need to start doing it. That guy, it's amazing how muscular he is and the shape that he's in at 71 years old. Well, he sat down with Dr. Phil, and this is what he had to say, very enlightening.
We have the highest chronic disease burden of any country in the world, and it's destroying us. It's $4.3 trillion a year. It's costing our country five times the military budget. When my uncle was president, the medical expenditures on chronic disease were zero. Today, it's 95% of our healthcare expenditures. It's sinking our country. And we're getting sicker and sicker. We're paying twice what Europeans do for healthcare. We have the worst healthcare outcomes in the world. It's all because we're being mass poisoned by processed foods, by pesticides, by chemicals, and by pharmaceutical drugs. And there's a series of industries that actually make money by keeping us sick. And it's not just industries, but it's the med schools, the hospitals, insurance companies you would think would want us healthy, but they actually make more money if we get sicker. And then, of course, the pharmaceutical companies, if you have a chronic disease, you're a lifetime patient. This drug, Ozempic, costs $1,500 for a week. And there's now a bill before Congress that would force the insurance companies, Medicare, to pay for it for every American who's obese. Well, that's 74% of our population.
Right.
That's going to be $3 trillion a year. And for a tiny fraction of that, you could give every American three meals a day of organic food and diabetes would disappear overnight. You know, diabetes is treatable with food,
right,
with exercise, and obesity is.
I was RFK Jr., and like I said, his physique speaks volumes. It's evidence enough that whatever he's doing, we need to start doing. And what he has to say about health and nutrition is worth listening to, and I would love to see him affirmed in put in that position of Director of Health and Human Services. I ran across this tweet or this post on X. It has the question at the top, what changed in the last 30 years? And it's disease or disorder increased since 1990. And it lists all these different things. ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. It's up 819%. Alzheimer's disease, up 299%. Autism spectrum disorders, up 2,000%. Bipolar disorder in youth, up 10,833%. Celiac disease, up 1,111%. Chronic fatigue syndrome, up 11,000%. Depression, up 280%. Diabetes, up 305%. Fibromyalgia, up 7,272%. Hyperthyroidism, up 702%. Lupus, 787%. Osteoarthritis, up 449%. Sleep apnea, up 430%. Asthma, up 412%. Autoimmune disorders, up 1,600%. Food allergies in children, up 377%. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, up 535%. Obviously, something is wrong. And RFK Jr. says it has to do with pesticides. It has to do with the things they're putting in our food. And it has to do with all the medicines that people are taking. And, you know, what is the combination of those? What's the biggest offender in that mix is probably the pesticides and what's going in the food. But I think whenever you start taking too many prescription drugs, you know, who knows how that stuff interacts in a person's body, and people need to be careful. And so I hope that RFK Jr. gets approved and gets sworn in, because I think he can help our country tremendously. Well, we're going to the phone lines, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. And let me say this, too. You know, a lot of the people, that Big Pharma and the people that are putting this stuff in our foods, they don't want to see that guy get into a position of power because they get exposed. And so they're going to work overtime to try and derail his train, to try and smear him, to try and present him as a kook, and he's far from it. Well, we're going to the phone lines. We have Scott on the line from Mississippi. Scott, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Morning, Pastor Jeff. Appreciate
Morning.
You bringing to light the study. There's a similar study, too, done on children who've had vaccines versus those who have not, and all the outcomes that have been measured out of those, everything from ticks that they have, which my grandson has one of those, to all the other long-term effects from the learning disorder.
Mm-hmm. ADHD.
All these other things too. Trying to think of the one that has the spectrum. You know what I'm talking about. I'm just losing my thought right now.
Autism, yeah.
Autism, yeah. Autism is one of them, but they have a lot of different outcomes, and there's very clear distinction between the showing the impact of the vaccines, 70 some odd that they have to take now. The question I had this morning was kind of on the way of thinking like what was happening with the Biden State Department when they were trying to justify lifting the sanctions on Iran and saying they would never be spent on terrorism. But yet we all knew that whether they were spent directly on terrorism or not, it would free up other assets to be spent on terrorism. And there's always the likelihood that they could be spent directly as well, no matter how they were earmarked. So you said that your congregation has given thousands to the Texarkana Public Schools. I'm just wondering, how could you ever know that none of that money was spent on condoms or other things that are very averse to a biblical worldview that we support with our education systems, whether public or private or at home? I appreciate your input on that.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Scott. Yeah, well, they told us how they spent it. Most of it was spent on things related to teacher recognition and supporting teachers and things like that. And our church did that for a while, and we got to the place where we couldn't do that anymore. But we want to be a good neighbor in the community. We want to be helping the schools, especially the schools that are hurting. And so we go into the schools in some areas where it's very, very difficult with, you know, the kids' home situation is difficult, and to love on those kids and let those kids know that they're special and precious to God. And our school districts in Texarkana are really good, and I appreciate that about them. But they're not immune to what's going on in the culture. And so I'm hopeful that with President Trump in office, that there is there's a draining of the swamp. There's a return to common sense morality. All the huge push that was coming from the Biden administration on transgenderism and transgender visibility day and all those idiotic things that comes to an end, and people quit focusing in on that stuff. And Chloe Cole was the one that says, hey, Gen Zers, she posted this on X not too long ago, Gen Zers are starting to come out of the ether, something to that effect, of the damage that this does. And as I stated, you know, when kids get caught up in all this transgender insanity and they do things, they take drugs or they have surgery, you don't come back from that. Especially with surgery, you start chopping off body parts. They don't grow back. And it's barbaric. And as I said, any doctor that would participate in that needs to be put in prison. That is evil with a capital E. And so you know, I just feel for those kids, and our country needs to get back to wisdom and understanding and knowledge and operating the way God intends for government to operate. So I appreciate the call. We have Greg on the line from Mississippi. Greg, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
We really enjoy your program, really enjoy your teaching. That the opening song, that there is truth, there is life. I love that. That is the best opening. Is that a song or a jingle, Brother Jill?
I don't know where that came from. It might have been from.
That is beautiful.
Oh, well, good, good. I'm glad you like it. I think J. Budzlowski came up with that. Found it somewhere.
Yes, well, you know, in Ephesians 6, there, the whole armor of God, that's the first thing, right? The belt of truth. So I always connect the two when I hear that. It's just, you do a great job. We love you guys. So, yes, I have a family member there. It's got the D on the end of his name there. And, you know, it's just, I just wanted to touch base with you, Brother Jeff. It's kind of the arrogance, you know what I mean? There's, you know, it tells us in, I think it's Psalms 1:7 there, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but the foolish despise wisdom and instruction. And I talked with the guy a while back, and like I said, it's just a lot of bitterness, a lot of no humbling themselves. So anyway, I was reminded, the Lord reminded me of Jeremiah 6:16. He said, stand ye in the way to see and ask for the old path. Where's the good way to walk? You find rest for your soul. But you know, the end of that verse, Brother Jeff, it says they wouldn't. They would not. And it's kind of, like I said, I'll make it short. It kind of reminds me of the man or woman that takes their kid to the birthday party that afternoon. And, you know, they look over there and they've got their hand in the Kool-Aid bowl. And then they open it up, gifts, and they take them to the side. And anyway, you know, you just put them in your prayers and do your best you can, don't we, brother? And like I said, I'm always a little nervous when I come on, so maybe I'll do better next time. But we love you guys and just wish you all the best, Brother Jeff. God
bless. Thanks, Greg. You did great. I appreciate you, brother. Thanks for calling in. Well, we have Larry on the line from Missouri. Larry, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
How you doing, sir?
Doing well. How are you, Larry?
I'm good. I've always wanted to talk to you and say hi, and I appreciate that you're on this show, that you took this 8-9 spot here in the central area. Great job you're doing. And I wanted to know why the aircraft that keep putting this stuff in these streaks across our sky, that nothing's being addressed or even talked about it from this administration or anything. Forget it, you know.
You're talking about the drones?
No, I'm talking about the jets that put these jet streams out. The jets burn clean. All that stuff is pollution, and they're putting it in the air on purpose. It's aluminum and whatever else that's in it. They've already tested it, and it's already been proved. The motors that they come out now burn clean. There's no fumes. You don't see any trails. But how am I seeing? Why am I seeing trails? Because there is stuff in it. I got one running across right down here right now. That's probably 5 or 6 blocks wide up there in the air, and as it keeps coming down toward the ground.
Yeah, I hadn't explored that. I'd have to do some research on that, Larry.
It's aluminum, and it's all this pollution that's in the air, and it's proven fact that's happening. And it's not being addressed, and it has to stop. And you got pictures of air jets with little things coming out the back there, you know, and then you see them spray it as they're traveling along. And then all of a sudden, for about a mile, it stops, and then they turn it back on again. And then all of a sudden, it's burning again. I mean, they didn't stop in midair.
Right.
You know, the jet, it's got to stop.
Yeah. That's a good point.
They're complaining about it, and they say their soil's got like 10 times more aluminum in it than it did last year. Now, where's that coming from? It doesn't come up from the ground.
Yeah, so no. Unless it comes from pesticides, but I don't know. I'll have to check on that, Larry. I know we had a couple in our church that visited from Iowa. They're oat farmers in Iowa. Delightful man, his wife, and his two kids, and they don't use pesticides because theirs is all natural and organic, and they use natural things on there, and so that makes a difference. Well, we have time for one quick call. Jake from Arkansas. Jake, we have about a minute.
Okay, brother, I'll try to get it done fast. Kennedy is right, brother, about eating and controlling diabetes. I've been doing it for the last 4 years, and I believe the chemicals in the food. For my kids, they got wear size 15, 16 shoes, so they got to be the steroids in the milk and the food.
Yeah, that's good point. And so, yeah, he will address that for sure, and that's why I think it's imperative that he gets approved and confirmed so that he can go to work. Well, thanks for listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. I hope tomorrow that Debbie will come on. She's been super busy. We moved the From His Heart Ministries office, and she's a lot of that fell on her. So hopefully we'll be able to come on together tomorrow. Hey, go out today, shine for Christ, and share what great things the Lord has done for you, and know that God will use you as His witness. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.